this podcast is meant to be taken audibly. But feel free to take it orally if that makes you happy.
What the fuck's going on down there?
T. Welcome to... I actually had something planned to say there, and I forgot it. So I'm going to leave that to you, the listener, to fill in what WTF stood for this week. I'm Vangelis, and with me today is Gog Dog.
What's shaking, Junior Bacon?
Buzzbeak.
Hello.
And Drew Iden.
Hello.
Hi. We're a Transformers podcast. We're here to talk about Transformers. And we have lots of topics this week, although our spoiler section isn't quite as ragingly, throbbingly huge as it was last week. There's still quite a bit to cover.
Thank God.
And we'll start off with something that I'm sure a lot of the listeners won't really like, and I am actually probably the only single person on the internet considering buying it. The Universe 5-pack with Cyber Mata Prime, the Armada Prime with no Minicon and a Minicon key, and the four Cybertron Armada toys with the new heads, Blur and Long Rack and Run Amok and Buzzsaw. So they come in a really big, funny-looking box where Run Amok and Blur are having the best slap fight in the history of toys. And, yeah, I kind of want it for reasons I will reveal shortly, but what do you guys think?
I love 5-packs. I love big, just humongous, ridiculously large, just bundles of toys for no reason. I love those kind of just ridiculous things. But now I won't be getting it, but it's kind of cool.
But I love it.
Two thumbs up.
We'll admire it from afar.
What was Blur originally?
He was Blur, but with a less blurry head.
Oh, I gotcha.
They took Armada Blur, and they gave him a G1 Blur head and called him Blur, and then for the Shattered Glass Botcon set, they made him yet another G1 head with an eye patch to make him Blur again. So that toy's been remolded three times.
I saw the Cyber Planet key. I thought that he was a Cybertron repaint.
Oh no, those are four Armada toys where their Minicon gimmick was stripped out and replaced with a Cyber Key gimmick that does the same thing.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I know they did that with the Bendy Prime, but I didn't realize it for the other ones.
Yeah, those Armada ones with the new heads, they were sold in Japan in 2-packs, and people were kind of like, wow, that's cool, for like 5 minutes, and then everyone's like, Run Amok is Sideswipe! And that became the reason why people tended to not like those. I kind of want it because I never got those four new head toys, and I always kind of wanted them. And if this thing is budget-priced at something hilarious, like $20, I'd do it. Also, yeah. Because the box would be huge and hilarious with that Prime floating in the middle. It's great.
And when he says $20, folks, he means $20 Canadian. So it's going to be like $5 United States.
More like 10! Exchange rate! yeah, so that's something that, it's another Universe thing. It's a bit of a surprise, and it's possibly more Universe toys being made from overstock.
Yeah, it's gonna end up being $5 when nobody buys it. And it goes on clearance.
But it's the battle for the Cyber Planet keys. That's actually the name of the set.
And everybody's forgotten about that battle, and they've moved on. Just like they forgot about the Minicons, and they forgot about the little Sparkies. It's just not important anymore.
They forgot about the Hundred Years War.
Something else.
Yeah.
All Spark!
That's what bugged me with that, when they moved on from Armada. So all of a sudden, here's the Minicons. They're so important. We gotta find the Minicons. They're the thing that's gonna finally end the war. And then, the Minicons are still hanging around, but not really important anymore.
And that was an actual line from the series. Well, those things are hopefully going to be budgety priced. Something that is coming out that's going to be budgety priced, one might even say priced for poor children, would be animated.
Yeah, I couldn't resist it. Nobody would say that.
Animated Activators Cliff Jumper and Dirge. Now, the reason why I wanted to point these ones out is because it looks like Cliff Jumper has a new head, and one that's kind of more accurate to the cartoon with his more older face and bigger nose. And what I'm wondering is if, because they did up a new head for the Activator, I wonder if they ever did a Cliff Jumper deluxe size, if they would give him a new head as well. And also Dirge is doesn't have a color scheme that seems to match with any of the clones from the series, as far as I can tell, but there you go. What do you guys think?
This would have been the perfect opportunity to slip in the female Starscream. But... because her proportions wouldn't have really gone well with a Voyager, but...
alas.
They messed up on that.
Maybe it's because she would have been tiny and someone would have gotten offended.
Yeah.
First Black Arachne's alt mode, now this? Ah, that.
Why are there so many tiny women?
As we're just like, season three. Everybody's like, oh, yeah. What'd you say?
Milk Daddy knows about tiny women.
Tiny women! Yeah. That was a reference to a thing called the Milk Daddy, which you can look up on YouTube. Please enjoy it. And if you get offended by it, I do apologize. But tiny women. Yeah, I'm actually a little tempted by the Cliff Jumper, only because it would be like, you know, a style of head sculpt not available anywhere else. And I kind of like the way they altered his head to look like an older Bumblebee. But then again, I've been avoiding the Activators so far, mostly the same way I've been avoiding Robot Heroes, so that I don't end up going completion-y on them. I'm going to try to avoid these two, but those of you who have, like, you guys, except for Drew, Gog, Buzz, you both have Activators, right?
I
don't have any Activators.
I have two. I have Bumblebee and Starscream. And I've tried not to buy any just out of principle, but...
I thought our Activator collector demographic here was bigger. Oh, wow. Hope we're not alienating the listenership.
I've been tempted to buy them more so than anything else from Animated, so... that's saying a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I keep eyeing them at the store, and I'm like, oh, I could get one for $5. And then I'm like, and then I'll end up buying like 20 of them, and 20 times 5 is no longer cheap. And, yeah, well, I'm wondering if they're going to do any other Activator head remolds, because this would be the first one, I think. So
that'd be cool, but what could they do? Like, Ironhide, I guess, would be an Activator.
Yeah, Ironhide, and, I don't know, they could do the, yeah, Wasp, and they could do the female Starscream at some other point with, like, a thinner head or something like that.
That's true.
So it's nice that they've opened up that avenue. It could be a way to also fit in some cameo characters who don't warrant a full-on toy.
Yeah, what was the deal with Wasp? I mean, I read someplace a while back that he showed up in, like, Walmart's, I think, computers or something. Was it ever any verification if he's getting a toy at all?
I think it was a deluxe listing. I think it was the same list that showed RC, but don't hold me to that. And
yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's been months. I didn't know if anybody had heard anything else about it.
And strangely, the toy has not been leaked to eBay by people such as Menasor 1979 yet, who I would not recommend buying from. Whole can of worms right there. Yeah, so Activators, and that's pretty cool. Actually, another one of the Starscream clones, Skywarp, just had his biography revealed from the back of his package, along with two Universe ones. And the Skywarp bio... it's kind of cool. It's totally show accurate, which is funny because the other week we were just talking about how his head is kind of like not that show accurate, and you know maybe it's a case of just ignoring the show. But his biography does say wonderful things such as gets shot in the back more than any other Decepticon, and gets nightmares from seeing photographs of Megatron.
And it doesn't just say that in his bio. It says that's one of his special galactic powers.
Yeah, his galactic powers and abilities were those. Also, he can teleport to run away faster, and his battle cry is "They're heading right for us, run."
I think Skywarp got screwed on the animated side because he went from being like the stealthy infiltrator, kind of spooky seeker, to a big chicken.
Well, I like that they carried through with it on the bio, though, and, like, the galactic powers and abilities is the best thing I've seen so far on the whole line. Like, that's just, like, perfect. It's like, if we need someone to get shot in the back, we will include Skywarp in this attack. Because that's his galactic power and ability.
Ah, very, Blackberry Ingenuity. Very much, I don't even know what I was trying to say there. I used the word ingenuity. I just wanted to use the word ingenuity.
Oh my god, grammar. Minus 5 points.
I fail.
You used a noun as a verb. Or no, as an adjective.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Adjectives!
As a conjunction.
Well, look, guys, grammar is something that is really important. And really, I'm considering making a whole supplemental podcast about it, but I'm going to leave that up to the listeners. Please reply, you know, in this week's thread and tell us if you'd like to hear us debate grammar, because we can. We can debate it gooder than anyone else.
We could just get a book of Mad Libs and do that for an episode.
Well, two other bios showed up that I also wanted to mention, because they're universe bios, and Stormcloud and Treadbolt showed up. And what's funny is Stormcloud talks about how he corrupts Autobot transmissions and ruins their lives, and then says he's an awesome Autobot warrior right afterwards. So I wonder if that misprint will go through on the packaging or not.
Well, maybe he's just a badass on the battlefield and a screw-up at base.
Yeah, maybe he just sucks.
Maybe that's
his job.
What they're implying.
He's an expert in electronic warfare, and he constantly subjects his friends to it because he's bored. I don't know. Slipping Trojans in the Teletran or something like that. It's like, hey, click this link. They're like, what's two girls, one cup?
I go 11. I want to get Treadbolt just so I can take command of my Auto Transformers collection. Like the first line says of it.
Yeah, why does he get that line? Like, he's the big badass leader dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of... That's kind of good for him. I mean, yeah. No one saw that coming. the over-under on possible commanders of my Transformers collection coming out in the next year that are repaints of Classics Jetfire was at, like, zero. I took the under. So.
It says take command, but for rank it says 5.
Oh...
Yeah, these bios are kind of funny.
Is he telling somebody else to take command?
what we can assume here is that Treadbolt wrote this bio for himself, and then the other people did the rest of it for him, and we're like, that's too hilarious to put in.
Yeah, the poor dude, he's like, he got all excited, he got the job, he wrote this cool bio, they trimmed it down, left in the first sentence. And I'm like, by the way, his rank is 5, so he is a scapegoat and nothing more.
Or Treadbolt. No
Autobot
one understands.
Scapegoat Treadbolt. Function.
Buy it.
Yeah, so those repaints, those bios are up on Hasbro Toy Shop, so you can head over there. If you're in America and not Canada like myself, you could probably even order them, but I don't get to do that. Yeah, well, actually, on the topic of ordering things, I think it's time to ask what we all got this week. And let's start off with Buzzbeak, because I've been told he got something unbelievably exciting that he could talk at length about.
Yeah, I got Acid Storm. I was glad to find him, first time I ever saw him. But, I mean, there's not a lot to discuss, I'm sure. If you're bothering to listen to something like this, you already have at least 7 of this mold.
He's green.
Different ways. Yeah, so now he's green, got kind of a half-ass attempt at camouflage scrawled across him. But he's a seeker, and you gotta get them all. They're like Pokemon that way. So I'm done talking about that, unless somebody has a question. Questions is open to the floor.
Do you think he should have been a BotCon exclusive?
No. Because the BotCon exclusives were actual seekers people had heard of. Next.
Do you ever mistake him for your BotCon exclusives?
No, because this one is green and has half-assed camouflage. Next.
Do you like the color green?
Actually, it's my favorite color. Thank you for asking.
Is he your favorite seeker, then?
Oh!
I had to think about it.
Patting myself on the back for that one.
Yeah, you painted me into a corner and I didn't know what to do. I once
wrote a fanfic about a green seeker. I wrote it 15 years ago, and I haven't been able to see the new release. Can you tell me, does Hasbro give me the credit I deserve for creating such a green seeker on the package? Does it say credit
Me? Care of Druiden on the bottom.
Copyright.
What was the title of your fanfic?
It's not easy being green, which that sounds like I ripped it off from somewhere, but I came up with that actually 30 years prior, well before Jim Henson.
Jim Henson took it from an existing song, though.
Yes.
Yeah, well, on his bio here it says Acid Storm is a member of an obscure squad of Decepticon warriors known only as the Rainmakers, as seen in the Druiden fanfic It's Not Easy Being Green. So there you go.
Well, there we go. Awesome.
It's not going to be a case of
I don't believe it.
Well, that's your problem, not my problem.
So now that Buzz has obviously trumped anything that we got, Gog, did you get anything cool this week?
I got three things. The first was animated Blitzwing.
Oh.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I echo the other problems people had with him. His wings are attached to his arms, so when you move his arms around, it doesn't, you know, wings move with it, which is kind of eh. But
didn't someone point that out in a video review?
I got nothing.
I know 11.
Was that I was just D-Banks? Trying to plug myself, but
nope. Nobody I care about.
I failed.
It was D-Banks, wasn't
hey,
it?
Hey, it's easy.
Biker Trash Wolf? King Laffo? It was King Laffo, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was King Laffo. I don't know if he's got it yet. I want him to get it because I want him to review it in 2 seconds for me. It's good. what else did you get though?
I found Sentinel Prime yesterday. He's cool. I like him. I wish his legs were a little meatier because he looks like the stereotypical Looney Tunes sunny California bodybuilder where he's like 75% torso.
Oh, but what a torso, eh? What a torso.
Yeah. But yeah, I actually like his vehicle mode quite a bit.
Could I guess what the third thing you got was?
Yeah, I guarantee you won't get it.
What did you get? Did you get syphilis?
What Transformer is that? Is that a repaint?
That's a Headmaster.
Wow.
Well, I was completely disarmed there for a moment.
It's all right.
Well, if I'm wrong, that's cool. Okay, go ahead.
All right. No, actually, I got in the mail a...
No, actually. In fact, I did not get syphilis.
I got herpes.
In person or in the mail. Go ahead.
I know 11! No, I actually got a custom Shockwave Reveltech kit.
Ooh. Oh, nice. I think I saw a photo of that somewhere.
Yes, I have a friend who does not necessarily want to be named, but he acquired a recast of this, and I got the kit. So all I need to do is buy some paint, I need to part out a Reveltech Megatron, and I'll have pictures up.
Sweet.
Nice. I saw some photos
of it. That's way better than syphilis.
It is. Yes. I'd say any Shockwave is probably... Hey, look, man, look. Does syphilis have one eye? Shockwave has one eye.
Oh.
There you go.
It's very cool. He's even got a little hose and everything, so...
That's nice. I saw photos of it, and I thought it looked official, actually, for a second. And I was like, whoa.
Well, I don't have official confirmation on it, but I had heard through word of mouth that it was officially licensed from Kyoto, the person who made it. They actually got permission to do it.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
Japan. I don't know how true that was, but I have heard that on more than one occasion, but yeah.
Oh, I gotta keep an eye out.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's all.
Drew, did your eBay haul come in yet?
Oh, it came in. Not only is it awesome, because you guys are saying the robot replicas are kind of like Revoltex?
Yeah.
They're... I got the movie Optimus Prime, and it's kind of really awesome. If you don't mind non-transforming Transformers,
do you have the original G1 Envoy Reveltech?
No, I haven't got any actual Reveltechs, but I happen to get these robot replicas.
Okay.
Have you had any trouble with the joints, or did you have to, like, cut any room for them, or were they all cool out of the box?
Now, that's the thing, like, Megatron, it was the two-pack, so it was Prime versus Megatron. Megatron was a bit, it's not awesome. Like, Prime, you can completely move around and stuff, but, like, Megatron, his arms don't really do anything but go side to side. So it's very bizarre. He can't, like, twist, or anything. It's, Megatron isn't as good, but Prime, if anyone ever, you know, if you see him at a BotCon or something in the future, I like Prime a lot.
I had heard that the Prime was the best one out of the bunch.
Oh yeah, well yeah, I would definitely agree. At least of the two I have. But the other things in that haul, I either A, already sold on eBay for the price I paid for it, or am selling currently on eBay, and maybe by the time this podcast is up, we'll have sold. So,
including a custom painted Fab Megatron.
Oh, Fast Action Battlers Megatron. Yeah, I'm looking at some that my custom on eBay. It's going. It's getting there.
Nice.
Getting to that point. Getting to that point. So, listeners, on the lookout.
He has a video up for it, too. He put it on Ido11's account just to give that poor guy some traffic. But
yeah, that guy sucks.
Yeah. I got nothing else to say. But I did watch the video. And and it's in Drew's signature as well. There's some images. It's a pretty cool repaint. And it's a repaint of the black one. And you wouldn't know it when you look at the picture of it. So check it out.
Thank you.
I think it's cool. I'm giving props. I think it's cool. I didn't actually get any Transformers this week, because I'm still waiting for the Big Bad Toy Store box to come in with the Ultras, but I got a semi-rare Japanese action figure in the mail, and I'm happy.
What was it?
It's from last year's Kamen Rider show, and there was one figure that you had to get off Yahoo Japan, off Bandai's online shop called B-Shop, and I don't know how to work that thing, and I saw it in Japan when I was there. Once, and some store wanted $90 for it, and I was like, no. And then I just saw it online for like $40, and I was like, I'll do it.
Oh yeah,
so I got it. And it came in the B Shop shipping box as well. Then put in another shipping box, so it was kind of cool. B Shop just put out another Kamen Rider toy this month that I'm hunting for on eBay, and no one has it up yet. So that's the story of Vangelis and his non-Transformers.
Everybody go listen to WTF at KamenRiders.com.
KamenRiders.com, yes. If you guys want to discuss those things with me, you know, come on the forums. There's threads in the Toy Arc. I'm probably going to start up a thread on these figures I'm getting, because someone made a thread on them ages ago and it fell off. So I'll make a new one, because then my name will be on the top. And
is that podcast, is the tagline, an uncommon podcast for Kamen Riders?
Yeah, it should be.
I had to shake my head. I'm sorry. I had to shake my head. Uncommon.
It's called nodding. When you go up and down, they call that nodding, not shaking.
No,
shaking
is left. I looked in the mirror. I checked my manual, and it was shaking. Left and right, ratchet joint on my neck, man. Speaking of ratchet joints, I think it's time we ratchet ourselves into a segue. Yeah. So, time for some intermissionage. Whatever you're about to hear, I totally support it. Boom!
You ever thought you could do a toy better? You want to see what some other people have done who have the same thoughts as you? Head by the Radicons forum and take a look at some of the best Transformers customs you'll see in a long, long while.
So that was a pretty cool message, guys.
When you said segue, I thought you had, like, the thing you write on. I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, there's a guy in town here who has a Segway. I've seen him a couple times, and when
is his name Joe Bluth?
I don't know, but he's an older guy, and whenever he drives it, he makes a point of driving past every woman he can, and he looks really smug. He's like, I'm on a goddamn Segway, ladies. And they all ignore him.
My town has the one Segway guy, too. Middle-aged guy. He has the optional big pouch that's mounted on the handlebar, so he can carry stuff too.
I've actually thought about quitting my job of 6 years to be a mall security guard just so I could ride a Segway around.
Good career choice, I think.
This guy in my town, he drives it around downtown, uphill, And he just, his face when he drives it is so hilarious, because he just looks like he thinks he's in charge of the world when he's on his Segway.
It's the same look our Segway guy has.
Does your guy, like, stop and, like, alter his course so he'll drive past, like, every single woman on the sidewalk?
I have not witnessed that behavior, but he might.
That's what mine does, and it's very, very admirable that he's trying that hard.
They should make a Segway Transformer and call him Segamus Prime.
Segamus? He is environmentally friendly.
So rolling up on chicks with a Segway, though, it's like, where are you going to go with that? It's like, hey, check it out. I can't give you a ride.
Yeah. Hey, you want to follow me? You want to walk behind me at a fast pace?
Yeah. Look at my thing that you can't be a part of.
I mean, even if you had like a one-seat roadster, you could still be like, you want to hop in the trunk?
Yeah.
Want to fold up in the trunk? Oh, actually, speaking of folding up into trunks...
You were waiting for something.
In package image of Henkei Thundercracker. I'll say it again because One Tree just went up. In package image of Henkei Thundercracker. My whole front lawn is on fire now.
Not only in package, in crate.
That's right, with like bubble packaging all around it. And it's from Moe Chan Brog, the Sexy Chan blog. It says it on the... It's the watermark on the photo. So him and Skywarp should be coming out pretty soon. They're, I believe, exclusive to two shops. And people have been doing pre-orders on them for ages because those it's not like a convention exclusive where there's like a really limited number. So people have been able to place orders. However, it's not really all that much cheaper than if you were trying to eBay one Thundercracker from the BotCon set, I think, if I'm remembering right. But because I think people want 75 for this guy, and I'm really sure that when people were eBaying the single seekers, they were going for like 80 to 125. But don't hold me to that. I don't know. Anyway, what do you guys think about Thundercracker and his chrome blue missile launchers?
Blah!
Well, ow.
So that's the chrome is the missile launchers?
Yeah, it's like on Skywarp. Well, Skywarp too, but on Starscream. That's the chrome they did.
So were those, so the intakes, are? Is that just painted kind of a silver? Because I was looking at the picture and trying to figure out if the air intakes were chromed.
I think they're just silver, but I don't have a Henkei Starscream, so.
I do, yeah. The only chrome on it is the missile launcher. Otherwise it's just paint.
You see, I actually like that. I like that a lot more than a lot of the other Henkei Chrome applications, because it's like, it's the missile launchers, you know, they're special, and you can pull them off if you want. It's not like Galvatron and his entire turret, or Grimlock and part of his dinosaur torso. Although, yeah, I will give Grimlock credit. I saw one in person, and in the robot mode, his torso is actually really nice. He's got to stop looking at his legs, because they're shiny.
He's been going to the gym.
Hey, Grimmy. Nice chest, buddy.
Hey, boy. I like your chest. I want to buy you.
Oh, that is so going to show up everywhere, that clip.
What, a hey, boy?
No. Hey, boy, I like your... Hey, boy, nice chest. I want to buy you.
I'm just saying, you know, that's what I do when I'm at BotCon, looking through toys. You know, I got to pick them out, so I try to, you know.
You like throw pickup lines at them?
Yeah. Gets you better prices.
Money's not enough.
Hey, man, I got an iPod Convoy for like $50 off because I dropped one hell of a line. I was like,
Are you a UPS convoy? Because I thought I saw you checking out my package.
I was actually saying something about sticking my iPod into his docking station, but now the whole charm has been lost.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, still on the topic of Thundercracker.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, Henkei Thundercracker is sitting here. He's like, the $75 toy everyone wants. What are you guys doing making innuendos about iPods? So, are any of you guys thinking of picking up this guy, or are you all in the position of, like, $75, what?
Exactly. I was thinking about getting him. It's getting to the point now. Whenever I see a classic Thundercracker, it like makes me angry. Now I don't want to have anything to do with it. This is like the same price a couple years ago when they had the exclusive Vinyl Tech Mirage. You could like pre-order him for the same price as this. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
And I won't be getting it.
I totally spoke over Dryden there. I apologize.
Well, no, yeah, like you're saying, the run isn't limited. Yes, I agree, but I'm not getting them. But who cares about what I think? We want the facts. The run isn't limited.
Well, it's a fact that you're not getting them. I mean, that's some people are going to be like, well, damn it, if Dryden's not getting it, I'm not getting it. You know? Like,
well, yeah, but I don't want to be the reason for Takara registering negative net losses this year, okay?
They're definitely not Takara, because if they Takara'd about us, it wouldn't be $75.
Takara'd? That's legendary.
It's T-E-H space.
Cared.
Yeah.
C-A-R-E-D, spelling bee. Buzz, are you considering this at all?
No, I'm set up with the BotCon.
Nah, next
Thundercracker.
Subject.
So if I didn't, then I would be kind of like, man, I gotta shell out $70 because they're Pokemon and you gotta get them all.
Yeah, but what Seekers. This leads me to the question, right? Henkei Skywarp. Is he gonna be like the kicked puppy of the Henkei exclusives because everyone could have got him here from Target?
Yeah. And then, so, is this jacked up price on the Thundercracker just people getting greedy knowing that the folks that didn't get the BotCon set are going to be willing to pay extra?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's messed up.
If it would have been a mass release in the U.S., this would have debuted at $20-$30 at the most.
Well, how much do people want for the Skywarp on pre-order right now? I haven't checked that yet. It's like,
same thing, isn't it? I mean, it's like, it's $75 for one, $140 for the both of them.
Yeah,
same
yeah.
Same price as Thundercracker.
Yeah, because they're both being done in the same way. So what I'm wondering is, like, all these people are kind of like, I wonder if I should pay that for Thundercracker. Is anyone out there going, I wonder if I should pay that for Skywarp? Or are most
they're
people...
They're probably wondering a whole lot more.
Isn't that weird, though, that, like back the United States... Most, I mean, it's, I know it's the international convention, but, like... that a convention in the United States can have like an impact on like a company in Japan releasing a figure for such a price, mostly completely Target. Isn't that just weird that like that it affects it that much?
Well, it's also kind of neat, like not just this, but a lot of Takara and Takara Tomy stuff is like, I'm really sure they kind of think when they put things together, like, okay, so we're aiming this at the Japanese demographic. However, what can we do that would also get us some import buyers from the States? Because, like, well, also, like, it's a grass is greener thing. A lot of people in the States like Takara stuff, partly because Takara stuff is like, you can't get it here and you can get it there. So it's like, I kind of want it from there. Because it's the same thing in Japan. Like, things that we get that they never got, they pay a lot for, like titaniums. They're like, we never got titaniums. We want them, so we'll pay like $40 to $50 for like even Titanium Scourge.
Damn it! I could have sold my set on Yahoo Japan auctions. Ah!
Yeah, I mean it's definitely an international market now with the internet. I mean, even companies ahead of time before Masterpiece Megatron was released were already, you know, having custom orange caps made to sell to strictly the United States. I mean, that was the only country that required them, as far as I know. Maybe
Australia needed them after the dudes got like destroyed by Australia Customs, I think.
Right, but that was after the fact. I mean, they made that part specifically for the U.S. market, and yeah. I'm sure that there were a whole lot more Americans that bought the toy than strictly just Japanese people. But if this would have been, I mean, I'm almost certain if Thundercracker would have been mass released at U.S. that, I mean, they may have kept it as an exclusive in Japan and charged a little more than just the retail price of Starscream, but there's no way that they could have justified selling it for $75 US and expecting anybody to buy it.
Well, that's why I'm wondering about how Skywarp's going to do. So that's something to keep an eye on when they actually get released.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense that they're going to consider an import, or well, for them it's an export market existing, and it would be foolish of them to not try to take advantage of it. Because, like, in the video game world, you take a look at what some of the Japanese companies are doing, and they're starting to design games not so much to appeal to Japanese players, but to specifically appeal to Western players, mm-hmm. like making more Western-oriented games, because they know that there's some people that just don't like that Japanese style of game.
Exactly. Well, the whole thing with, like, first-person shooters in almost any fashion fail horribly in Japan, but yet Japanese game makers continue to make them because they succeed crazily in the Western market.
And then you can flip-flop that for, like, turn-based RPGs and things.
Yeah, like Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest had a couple of NES releases over here, but the vast majority of the series was never exported to the Western market until, like, 7. But in Japan, it's as popular or more than Final Fantasy is.
Yeah, and, like, over here, it's like turn-based RPG. People are like, oh, you mean Final Fantasy Tactics. And over there, when you say first-person shooter, people tend to be like, oh, you mean Halo. Whereas over here, you know, it's like, oh, you mean, like, Halo, Quake, yada yada. And over there, like, oh, you mean Dragon Quest, Tactics, Super Robot Wars, etc., etc. So,
right.
It's the international marketplace thing.
I love Tactics-style games.
It's pretty neat. It's what I'm wondering now, also, slight segue, what the international market would be thinking of animated, and more specifically, what they're thinking of, like, the fan-made Impossible Toys animated human figures, because a new one just showed up, or a new photo of one showed up, unpainted again. It's Professor Sumdac. And I'll deliver my opinion right away. Like the other two, if he's, like, small, I think he looks great. If he's, like, 6 inches tall, then I really am not interested. But what do you guys think?
Yeah, basically same. It's like with these deals, until we actually get a sense of scale, it's kind of like, really, what more can you say about them? Mm-hmm. Except for commenting on their accuracy.
Yeah, I agree. Right now I'm pretty apathetic. I want to see what they look like painted. I don't really see myself importing them, just because I'm just kind of like, meh. I mean, they're cool. I have nothing bad to say about them so far, but right now they're just resin. I will say one thing though. I think with toy prototypes, I think a lot of robots look awesome as resin prototypes. I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to see that painted. And human figures just look absolutely horrible until they get painted.
Well, they look kind of bland, whereas on a robot, because robots can come in, like, you know, metallic colors, it's kind of like you fill in the blanks in your head and you see all the little gritty details. And on a human figure, unless the facial sculpting is really lifelike, it can tend to look a bit flat, I think.
Anyway. I concur, sir. I concur.
I concur, yes.
Ah, I should have concurred.
Dryden, you also concur?
I concur,
I'm
yes.
I'm just wondering when they're going to do the Evil Archer.
I know!
It's coming.
But Evil Archer deserves, like, a full-on action figure, like, posable and, like, multiple arrows and transforming hand or whatever.
Leader class.
Yeah, leader class Angry Archer with cloth clothes. Like stitch clothes. So you can undress him.
Oh, good!
On that note, that wonderful note, I think it's time that we swap over to spoiler time. So,
spoiler time! Gonna get some spoiler time!
Spoiler time! Yeah.
Can I do the spoiler warning this week?
Okay. Instead of our usual spoiler warning, today Drew Iden will do the spoiler warning. I will provide the background music. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Okay.
And now there, chaps! You're entering the spoiler section! Ta-da!
I couldn't maintain the note. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the spoiler section.
Nobody's listening anymore after that.
Well, we got to vary it up a little bit. I mean, if someone wants to be the disclaimer, there you go. Yes, Transformers 2.
I want to be a disclaimer when I grow up.
When I grow up, I'm going to be the spoiler disclaimer for a podcast. Yay!
Are the disclaimers another faction of Transformers?
They walk around warning people.
Disclaimer and Impactor and Devastator and Defensor are all hanging out. Disclaimer.
They're like They're like the precogs from Minority Report. Optimus Prime walks into like this clean room, and there's like a head attached to cables, and he's like, "The spoiler section."
Prime's like, "I die? 1986 is gonna suck."
That's when he put into effect the plan to be made several times in every single toy line. Yeah, so Transformers 2, there's not as much news as last week, but there's still a few things. I'm going to start off with two quickies. We don't really have to like discuss them that hard, but it's stuff worth bringing up. First one, we now know what movie's going to have the full Transformers 2 trailer. It's going to be Star Trek, the one with Simon Pegg in it, because I can't remember any of the other actors, and I like Simon Pegg. And
the guy from Harold and Kumar.
Not the guy. You gotta have names. That's why he skipped it, and you just ruined it. Not the guy, Buzz.
Not the guy.
Well, he is the guy.
Not the guy.
Roller skates.
Well, which guy? So, yeah, it's gonna be Harold, Kumar. Harold or Kumar? I can't remember.
Harold.
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 Okay. Yeah, so now I was excited because I'd forgotten something. I was like, oh my god, full trailer on Star Trek. That's out really soon. And I forgot that Star Trek got shunted back to, like, next summer, even though it's done. So, apparently, though, we are going to get a teaser before the end of the year, and hopefully the teaser will not be like the first Transformers teaser, which was like, oh, there's Blackout, okay, you're done. But, you know, hopefully we'll get something meaty to talk about.
Now, when is Star Trek coming out? In the summer now?
Yeah, it was going to come out in January or something like that. Then they were like, it would be better to
make it. I think it's May.
Or May?
I think it's May.
Okay, good.
It'll have to be May, I mean.
Well, even then, that's...
And when is Revenge of the Fallen scheduled to be out?
Summer.
August, I think.
That same summer?
Yeah.
It's July or August of next year.
Oh, so it's, yeah, Star Trek's a spring movie, and then, yeah, end of spring, and then Transformers will be the summer thing, so. Even then, I wish that the full trailer was on a Star Trek movie that was showing in January like it was supposed to, darn it.
I concur, sir.
Although, I hear that there are people who have spent entire podcasts raging about the trailer for Star Trek that featured exactly one shot that went on for a really long time, but, Can of worms.
I don't want to get the Trekkers upset.
That's right, or the Trekkies, because I found out there's a difference.
Yeah, and apparently if you call a Trekker a Trekkie, they will fight you in an alley.
I'm curious to know more about this. I will ask you after the recording, because I've never heard the term Trekker before.
Is Floro Derry a Trekkie?
No. Well, maybe.
I just want, because, you know, fight in the alleyway, I was hoping something might come up there, but. No one knocked on my door.
He's the third type. He's the starter.
The Trekor with an O-R?
Trekor.
That's another Transformers character that should be in the movie, Trekor.
Trekor.
Got a huge gut, and he's in costume.
All his missions are 5 years long.
5-year mission to go to the store and get some Yoo-Hoo. Anyway,
there's like a separating saucer section they can go out and do recon.
Get him some Yoo-Hoo. It's the Yoo-Hoo retriever section. Yeah, so Can of Worms, something that could have been a can of worms if it wasn't, you know, snuffed out immediately, was Michael Bay's New Mexico apartment was burglarized. First thing that a whole lot of the internet thought was like, oh my god, new movie leaks! And then it was revealed that no Transformers content was taken, and thus the internet immediately stopped caring. Actually, I didn't check the thread much, because I figured, like, it'd just be people going, like, he deserves it, or people going, like, don't you talk about my Michael like that, or, you know, over and over again.
My Michael. His mom is on TFW.
This is Bay. Don't you insult my son's movie.
That's her screen name.
Her signature is, like, 50 Michael Bay exploding icons.
College graduation, graduating, exploding Michael icon, Michael Bay icon.
I think it sucks. It sucks that anyone gets burglarized, but at the same time, if it's like
burgled.
I'm sorry, like Bilbo Baggins. I think it sucks that it happened, but then again, they said it was like his apartment in New Mexico, and I got the impression it was just kind of like a temporary place he was staying at. So. It's not like his like collection of Hummels or whatever it is he does got swiped. It's like, I'm guessing it's probably just a computer or something.
And when the story first broke and everyone was like, oh no, they're like, maybe they stole like some maquettes and we're going to see awesome stuff. My first thought was, it's probably like some local dirtbag meth head or something who is just looking for something to steal and not like a
the calculating
in a cool news hardcore dude looking to get a big story. So I'm not surprised no leaks came out of it.
Well, the best thing to say is, you know, always when you're in New Mexico, don't pull a Michael Bay and get your apartment burgled or burglarized, depending what you prefer.
Yeah. Watch out for the meth heads.
All that said, we did get some leaks this week, apparently unrelated to the meth heads breaking into apartments. First one was from the mysterious TFW TF2 insider who says Jetfire is an Autobot and not a Decepticon. I didn't really see much to discuss there other than say, well, you know, it's cool that they've kept the name on the same faction, dude. And who knows, maybe he'll be a double-sider guy like Skyfire in the original show. But we'll wait and see. What do you guys think?
I'm cool with it. When it comes to movie names, in the end, it's not really too big of a deal for me. I feel like, you know, as long as there's, they kind of like, I don't know. The movie names don't really bother me. It's as long as the character is cool. You know what I mean?
You could
have replaced like Ironhide with some other guy that was named that like all about fighting things. Would have been like, all right, that's cool. You know, because I like that character.
Yeah, they could have just as easily named Ironhide Braun, in my opinion.
Yeah, or yeah, if you were like, well, this guy's his name's gonna be like First Aid. You know, I'm like, all right, whatever, that's cool. The whole Brawl Devastator. Like, fight? I was like, I don't care.
I couldn't care when the character's, like, whole thing was basically he's the big scary tank that a bunch of people need to try to stop, and, like, it's not like there's any... Even with the case of Devastator, in the case of the original Brawl, it's like, outside of the comics, there's not really that much of a character to trample. It's mm-hmm. like, he was one of the Combaticons, thus he had a British...
Yeah, right.
Because he had a faceplate, and that's it. Devastator, I mean, there is a little something for Devastator, because, you know, it's like, he's the unstoppable guy, but even then, they played up Brawl as a Devastator-like character, I thought, in that he was the scary, unstoppable thing that a bunch of people had to unite to shoot down, or whatever.
I don't know if I'm stepping on a rumor, but wasn't there some talk that it's going to be revealed that Megatron wasn't the first Transformer to end up on Earth? Which made me kind of hopeful that Jetfire will have kind of a Skyfire origin.
Oh,
that he had crashed on Earth.
I hadn't thought of that.
His own self.
I haven't heard that rumor, but I was when someone finally decided that they were going to call on me, I was going to mention that I think it would be cool if they pulled him out of the ice. I think Megatron might have stolen his thunder a little bit in the first movie. He'd be like, how many Transformers are in the ice? What's up with that? So, but
well, let me also clear up the ice here. Gog Dog, what do you think?
I got nothing.
That was your cue to have another mouthful of ice.
I'm all out. No, I've been polite and hitting my mute button, and I've actually consumed every last listening drop.
For those of you listening, right before the podcast, our friend Gog Dog was, I don't know, tremendously chomping down on, I'd say, a gallon of ice cubes, and it sounded like, imagine someone chewing on ice cubes in your ear while you're trying to get ready to record a podcast. And when I say trying to get ready to record a podcast, just saying, hey, are we ready to record this podcast? And that person's always saying, no, I have to finish chewing my ice. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
And you can add, chomp, here, we're ready to do the chomp podcast. And then Vangelis says, no, I'm still writing the topic list. And it's like 5 after 1 we're supposed to start.
Yeah.
So those are some behind the scenes
behind
looks,
the curtain, man, for everybody.
Hey guys, this is like the
pull
DVD
the curtain
commentary
away. it's like the first time you saw the Wizard and the Wizard of Oz. You're like, no way.
Oh, I was. That's what I was like. No way.
These little kids all going like, no way.
In my defense,
no.
I think
no, you're wrong.
I did. You're gonna say you've never seen The Wizard of Oz and I just spoiled the ending for you?
In my defense.
You've raped my childhood. I don't care.
I think Cracked.com had like a top 10 list like a year ago that said the top 10 strangest internet communities. And there was an ice chewer support group. So I'm not alone. It's a habit
Wow.
that I struggle with. I do have superior. I have superior genetics. I'm 28 years old. I've never had a cavity. I chew ice like it's going out of style. Eat it, all you people with rotten teeth. So
all you people with rotten teeth.
That's all I have to say on the matter.
He means the poor people. He means the poor
people who buy Legends toys.
No, no, it has nothing to do with nothing to do with your annual income. It has to do with I have superior genetics to most everyone listening to this.
Has alpha teeth.
it's another typical alpha teeth.
Someone else with alpha teeth was Megatron in the first movie. And
segue,
bringing it back.
We just got an image which comes from a somewhat reliable source, but remember, always take things with grains of salt because the internet's a strange place full of aliens and Al Gore. We got a picture of what may be Megatron's new robot mode from the second movie, and it's very tankish. He has a humongous gun for one arm, and his other arm appears to be a small little mess of wires and pieces that are left over from what could be a wound or something, or another case of some artist not being able to draw Movie Megatron's hands, which I think did happen a lot in the first movie. let's get a round table going on this intricate and discussable topic, because we're so organized. Gogdog, what do you think?
It's kind of hard because there's a watermark on the picture, but actually not so much as a watermark as a bright colored stamp. But
yeah.
Does he have treads for feet?
It looks like it, or at least for shins.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Okay. So it kind of matches up with the silver Corvette we saw. The new trend of Transformers having wheel feet.
I
thought you were saying he was the silver Corvette for a second.
It might add merit to the fact that it's real. They have similar designs. It might have came from the same guy's mind.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It looks kind of, there's a lot of things I like about it. There's some things that are a little strange that I don't necessarily dislike, but the fact that his right shoulder, which is the gun arm, has like this huge like crest coming out. He looks like a strange Japanese RPG like final boss with like all this strength, weird like crested angelic stuff coming out of like asymmetrically out of his body.
He's Sephiroth.
So like one winged angel or something.
There you go.
But But on the other hand, his left arm is just like you said. It looks like they just, I don't know. It looks like it was malnourished or something.
Yeah. I have two main theories on it, not to like destroy our little roundtable thing already, but
too late.
I'm thinking it's either, he's got like a wound there and it's like he's damaged from the last movie and his arm is all busted up and stuff and like cables. Or as I said, because he has really weirdly designed hands, a lot of the art from the first movie, when it came to drawing his hands, tended to either like simplify them into claws or draw them as a big mess of sticks and kind of, I don't know, like the movie itself pulled it off, but a lot of the art, like the promo art, seemed to have trouble covering Megatron's hand design. So I'm wondering if that might be it too.
Right. But. And even the images that we saw leading up to the first movie, Megatron himself evolved several times through the designs, and he was refined. And in the end, I think, at least on screen, not in toy form by any means, but on screen, he looked pretty cool. I'm sure if an image like that, I'm pretty sure it'll probably be refined and may look similar to this, but probably a lot easier on the eyes.
Yeah. To resume our organized round table, continuing on the list, Buzzbeak, what do you think?
I agree with most of what Gogdog said, especially about like the having kind of an anime style with that big arm. My extrapolating and just making assumptions based on that image. The treads definitely lend credence to the tank rumors. And I think just the complete, like, there's nothing else there that clearly resembles a tank, as in a human tank. So I would be guessing that he's sticking with his I ain't going to be pulling no Earth mode drive and going space tank. And maybe the gigantic arm is the turret. Like, that makes up the bulk of the turret.
I was hoping you would say kind space tank. I love that term.
Galvatron-y.
That's like, I like the term space tank. I was really hoping you'd say it.
Yeah. Well, I did.
Say it again for me. Say it again.
Space tank!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway. I wish I wasn't working off this cold. I could have done that more impressively, but my throat is not going to do it.
I'm sure our listeners will be forgiving in that regard.
I don't know. Maybe somebody could remix it later.
My throat is not going to do it. Wow, I've heard that one before.
Oh! Ooh.
Zoinks.
Peanut Gallery. Actually, to continue and finish off our little roundtable on this, Drew Hyden, what are your thoughts on the new image of Megatron?
Well, thanks for having me on there, Evangelist. I think my I think my thoughts on this are going to remain my thoughts. Like my thoughts on the first film, basically.
Played it close to the vest.
I got three aces and a king. What do you think? I got the idea that last time we saw a lot of different Megatron designs, if you remember, almost to the point where we saw those designs in toy form on the back of packaging that ultimately got changed to the last minute, like the head. Now, obviously, that probably won't happen this time around, but my thoughts are that I think this is a cool picture. However, I'd be surprised if it looks exactly like that as we ramble on. I feel like Megatron. I don't know. Will he have that kind of gimpy arm there for the entire film? Like, I feel like, you know, this isn't the last like leaked Megatron design we'll see. That's my opinion.
I just had a total moment of inspiration. I can see when they recover Megatron's body and they put the remains of the Allspark next to him, and it maybe slightly transforms his body, but he still has that gimpy arm, and he just wakes up, just stands up, and looks around, and just runs around going, just shooting, and the floppy arm is just going, just flailing all around with no rhyme or reason, while he just goes around shooting, screaming.
I agree.
Oh my god.
I'd do it. Wasn't someone just a little while ago saying, like, you know, darn it, if only Gog Dog was screaming? I can't remember.
Yeah.
They're getting their fill this week. I have a lot of pent-up aggression from today's work. My work made me stay late when I was supposed to go to school, and I had to show up late at school, and so, yeah.
Bastards.
Make a threat about it.
No, that's all I needed. That's it.
No, everybody else makes a thread when they have a hard day. Why should you be denied?
Yeah, make it in the movie for them, too. Anyway, after that...
It's not going to be in a forum you moderate. What do you care where it is?
Make a video about it and put it in the Transformers video discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, do that.
Make it a vlog and hold a toy the whole time.
Chew ice the whole time, too. Make Drew upset.
Chomp, chomp, chomp!
If it's any help, my teeth are so wimpy that if I bite an ice cube, I get a massive nerve shock, like, into my brain, and I can't handle it.
Inferior genetics.
My teeth are not alpha. My bones are alpha. That's all I'll say.
Alpha 5, I. We got one more topic?
Power Rangers. I got one more topic here, and this one is something that could link into the Megatron thing. It's been confirmed, I believe, again by the Insider, but actually, I can't remember. But our
TFW, TF2 Insider.
Is that who confirmed it?
I believe so.
Oh, dear. It's been confirmed that the Fallen is going to be a new character. So Revenge of the Fallen is not, or it may still be, but it's not obviously referencing the Decepticons from the first movie getting their revenge. It's about a character called the Fallen. So... that's all we know, yeah, so it's not like we don't know if he's on fire all the time or if he has, like, Pat Lee, you know, squats or stuff like that, but...
It was the Insider, according to the front page.
Well, well, well. That Insider is a sexy person. Resounding silence. What do you guys think?
I think we all kind of had that feeling from a lot of the rumors that were going around. There's not really any confirmation onto the character is, if he's based off the comic book or whatever. But I think everybody kind of had a feeling it was going to be a new character just from the little birdies chirping in everybody's ear, you know, scattering the scuttlebutt.
I've never heard that term before, and I want to use it in the future. Scattering the scuttlebutt.
It's a naval term. American naval term.
I've heard scuttlebutt, but I hadn't heard scattering.
Scuttle, the bird from The Little Mermaid? We're talking about him? What's he up to nowadays?
That's the next Transformers crossover figure. Transformers crossover scuttlebutt. Yeah, I don't know. It's, yeah, like you were saying, like, I think that we discussed this possibility before, and we were all pretty much saying, like, you know, it wouldn't be unthinkable that it's the new character. So, I guess now that's the next leaked design people are going to want to see, is what does the Fallen look like? So, little birdies?
I just hope he's on fire. Yeah. I just hope he's on fire.
Well, that would be cool. Giant ILM animated flaming robot would be pretty hard to screw up, I think.
I'm sure they could do it.
You sure they could screw it up?
Yeah, they're talented. If they put their minds to it, they could make it very bad looking.
You guys,
if they tried hard enough.
You guys are talented. You guys are good animators. I think you can pull it off and screw this up. So go to, fellas. Go to. Yeah, that really about does it for us this week, as far as news goes. Have you guys got any last things to say to listeners, or?
Well, I got a little more movie business.
Oh, you do?
Let's do it. Yeah, nobody really commented on this at all. It just seemed to get missed. But in the thread for last week's podcast, Grade A Prime claims that he has a bro in Hasbro. I didn't mean it to come out that way.
he has a bro that works at Hasbro.
A bro.
Oh, okay. Naval term? Anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's claiming that he knows all about how Devastator's going to work.
Oh,
and how the toys
right.
are going to come out.
I'd missed that, yeah. What the fellow said was that Long Haul would be the Voyager, and the other six would be Deluxes, four being limbs, Long Haul being torso, one being the head. Other six? Other five? I can't remember now, but... Something like that's basically the Voyager torso, the head and the limbs being deluxes and things like that. And, that was posted in last week's podcast thread. And, I'd read that, and I was like, I should mention that, and I forgot about it. So, Buzzbeak.
Yeah.
Bonus points.
I'm surprised nobody commented on it, and I'm more surprised that some people that we know have legit contacts inside Hasbro and very close to Transformers hadn't come along to maybe say, like, your dude is in trouble, or you don't know what you're talking about, or
with these leaks and stuff, it's kind of like sometimes there are cases where no one really wants to say anything, like, either way. That's what I found anyway. It's kind of like you can say things for a bit, then maybe something will come up, or, you know, there'll be a certain couple topics where if you see it, you can go like, uh-huh, but you can't go in there saying, like, you're right or you're wrong or something like that. So.
If that's true, that's going to be a big stinking toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Well, that's awesome, though. I'd say, you know, I'm optimistic that that's the case. If it's not the case, I won't be disappointed, but... I would say it's pretty likely that, given what we know about Devastator, that he would be spread across more than one price point. So,
but I mean, why couldn't it be leader class all seven figures? Why not? Why couldn't it just be leader class? Oh, God. Hasbro, first Lugnut, now the rumors about Devastator. When will they get it right? All I want to do is pay $50 for my Transformer.
Yeah, so Buzzbeak, he saved the podcast by bringing up the news item that I'd forgot. And that the whole world seems to have forgotten, or at least doesn't want to comment on.
Just wait till Christmas when Buzzbeak saves Christmas. That's going to be...
Yes.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Buzzbeak.
Miracle on Buzz Street.
And then to top the trilogy off, who will save your soul? Buzzbeak.
It's a wonderful Buzzbeak. It's a spinoff movie.
Buzzbeak saves the podcast. Buzzbeak saves Christmas. Buzzbeak saves your soul.
What's that going to cost me? This is going to cost me a lot, this whole saving thing? I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, it's like trying to think a religion is happening around me, and I didn't even realize.
The Buzzbeakians?
Buzzbeakus Christo?
The Beakers?
Send me 20 American dollars, and I'll save your soul.
Oh, pop off.
But go subscribe to us on YouTube, or on YouTube, on iTunes.
Freudian slip.
Go subscribe to us on iTunes.
Go subscribe to iTunes.
Leave us a review if
in the Zune marketplace.
If the review doesn't go through immediately, leave another review until it goes up. I don't care if we have to have 15 million reviews by the same person. Doesn't matter. And then also, if you're ever just looking through iTunes, you can go to the TV and entertainment section of iTunes, and TFW is located in the new and notable section right at the top. So
we've been
up there for about, I think, a month now, and always good if you click on us through that link there.
Keep us up there because it makes us feel good.
Yeah. Yep.
Good and fuzzy. Gog, have you got anything to finish us off here?
Nothing constructive.
Have you got some ice or milkshakes or anything along those lines?
Any shout-outs?
Shout-outs? Wait, didn't someone want a shout-out in the podcast thread? I forgot about that. Let me go take a look now.
Okay.
I told people that if they sent me a dollar over PayPal, I would give them a shout-out. And it wouldn't be just like a hey, what up? Here's a shout-out to, like,
hey, what up?
Blitzwing fan. It would be like, hey, this guy is really awesome. Let's talk about him for a second. And then it would be, like, worth the dollar. But nobody caved.
I'll give a shout-out to my friend who lives in the desert that sent me a Shockwave garage kit.
Damn straight. I'll just say before we end up, you know, go to the thread about the podcast on TFW's boards, post about it, post your thoughts. I really find the feedback interesting. Helps me, you know, make editing decisions, helps us make podcast decisions. And you guys are really doing a good job, and I'm saying this truthfully, because we've gotten feedback that contradicts other feedback. Why is that good? It means that people are interested, and it means that we're like satisfying people or not satisfying them, but in like multiple ways. So there's a bit of everything for everyone. I like hearing it. If everyone's saying one thing and you think it's not right, you know, just say, like, you know, I think Vangelis should be relegated to backstage only, or I think Drew Iden should should take on a Portuguese accent. You know, if you have a thought. Just
amen.
Post it
amen.
In a civil way. Don't mouth off, because then moderators come by and it gets ugly. There's police tape.
The hammer.
Super_Megatron. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Keep tuning in. Want to hear from you guys. We like doing this. We hope that you're enjoying it. And that's all for now. This has been Vangelis, Gog Dog, Buzzbeak, and Dryden. This has been. Holy Titanic Funyuns at TFW2005.com.
Peace.
Bye.
Later. Well, did you take it orally? Did you?
Add all that up. I don't know what the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators now here to stay.